With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This is On Target with Penny Wolfgang, a program that takes an inside look at what is happening in Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Penny Wolfgang.
Hi, everybody, and thank you so much for joining me on Target. I'm your host, Penny Wolfgang, and it's my pleasure to talk to you every week. And we try to talk about subjects that we think are important and interesting and educational for all of us who live here in the Western New York community, and introduce you to people who are working here in Western New York and making a difference, and that you may not know about or know who they are, or they may be doing something that is influencing you and important to your everyday lives, whether it be the economy or our health, welfare, safety, you know, my favorite subject, law and order. So today, though, the economy is on our mind, on everybody's mind. What was that presidential, it's the economy, stupid? Remember years ago, that campaign?
I do.
And so there's a group that I had heard about recently, and you probably are. I hope my listeners are more familiar with it even. It's called 43 North. And I think we'll find out more about it, but I think the mission is, in many ways, to improve our economy, and particularly as it relates to entrepreneurs and businesses and bringing in new businesses. But I don't want to be the one to tell you, so because I just have this like superficial knowledge, having read about it and met some people involved. However, in the studio with us is the newly appointed president of 43 North, Alec Gress, and he is going to tell us about it. And I just found out before we went on the air, but I'll let you know, and he will let you know, that even though he has only been in this role a very short time, he's actually a returnee, one of the expatriates, we call it, that we love to hear about, who was from Buffalo, left, and came back. That is our favorite, Alex, that is our favorite category.
Oh, good, good.
Well, it's next to the one, it's next to our favorite, as well as people who are from New York and come here and live and make have their career here and spend their life here, and that's because that's me. But other than that, I love to talk to people who, and sometimes I don't even know it when our guests say, gee, you have an accent like mine, you know, and I thought you were from Buffalo, and they're not. So Alex is, however, so I would like it if you would tell our listeners, first of all, thank you for coming, and second of all, about yourself.
Well, Judge, first of all, thank you for having me on this morning, and
I'm
really
so
happy
welcome.
To be here. You know, I think I'm a bit of the Buffalo classic boomerang story, and we've coined the word boomerang, you know, a while back. And, you know, I grew up here, was here through high school. My parents, you know, still live here. They've been here for 45 years. My father just retired from teaching at Canisius College for most of that time. But like a lot of us, you know, I graduated high school in 1991, and that was a classic generation that went away. And we went to, I went away to university. And then following that, just, you know, pursued a career in, you know, I started in accounting, you know, my dad's footsteps. CPA, Price Waterhouse, did that for a few years. And then went into investment banking and capital markets in New York. And, you know, started your career and worked there for 6 years, and then trailed on to 8 years in London, newly married, starting to build a family overseas, and then following 4 years in Toronto. And that for most of that time, felt like those were the opportunities that we had to take, and we had to build our career, earn our experiences, earn our war stripes, whatever you wanted to call it, you know, abroad. But like a lot of us, you know, still have family back here in Western New York, loved visiting. And, you know, I would say that in around 2011, 2012, we at that point in my journey, if you want to call it, three young kids, been out of the country now just 12 years. And one of our, I had morphed from investment banking, capital markets, private equity to investing into early startup companies. And at that point happened to be headquartered in Toronto. You know, obviously was happy to do that for the most part because we were in the footsteps of the States, footsteps of Buffalo, could see our families, you know, very easily. My wife's originally from Pittsburgh, but we let her into Buffalo, you know, from time to time. And, you know, one of our investments was actually here in Western New York at that time. And I was fortunate just watching it grow and build and develop. And so that really got my juices. Our juices are always kind of flowing. Our the Buffalo expat juices are always kind of on the go.
I bet you were, I don't know about it in London, but Toronto, I bet you watched the Bills games and you went to a bar where which everyone does where they eat chicken wings and watch the Bills game.
Oh, you have to.
Yep.
You have to. You got to keep it going.
I don't know if they have it in London, but they definitely have it in Toronto.
You know, I can tell you that one of the reasons we stayed as long as we did in London was they ended up bringing on more, you know, sports, better North American sports channels, which gave us access to lots of different programs. And then, you know, this is also in the early 2000s, so, you know, live streaming just wasn't as strong as it is today. But, you know, you find your ways and you stay, you find your expat community wherever you are. But, you know, I would say in around 2014, my wife and I, with three young kids, really wanted to return to the States. And, you know, for us, Buffalo, Western New York, clearly with my family connection made a lot of sense. And so we were fortunate to return. My personal story is I wanted to come back, and if I could have come back as a way to directly invest into our community, I would have done that. I was fortunate that at that time there was an opportunity with First Niagara Bank. And to be their corporate treasurer, you know, and I enjoyed that, and was really, really able to help that institution as much as we could, ultimately help it in the sale process as well to KeyBank. And then my journey took me to commuting between Buffalo and Cleveland for about 2 years following the closing of that sale, and just helping to keep the parts put together and you know, was working for KeyBank and you know, great opportunity, great organization, but really, as people there even know from in Cleveland, my heart, certainly my family and my passions were really back in this region, in this area. So when my predecessor John Gavigan announced that he was stepping down from 43 North and we wanted to pursue other opportunities, a light went off.
A light bulb, like in the comics, over your head.
Yeah, totally. And I said, you know, that's something that, you know, I want to put my hat in the ring for that. It may seem a bit of a departure for some of the people that know me, but if you go back to some of the things I've done in my past, working for big banks, but also investing directly into startups, I think it can make some sense. And so I threw my hat in the ring, and then next thing you know, I'm here in front of you.
Right, and the rest of the story, and that's the story. And when you say that it, you know, it kind of falls in line with your interests, I wanted our listeners to get like a background or to know what 43 North is, what it means.
Yeah. So today, it's still early in its generation, in its life cycle. We're going into our fifth year. So 43 North right now runs one of the world's largest startup competitions. Every year, we invest $5 million into about, you know, 8 to 9 companies that come in from all over the world. So as we sit here today, entering into our fifth year, we've brought into Buffalo 37 total companies. You know, clearly most of them from North America, some as far as Asia and Israel. And, you know, we've created so far about 200 jobs through that process. And I think this is really the tip of the iceberg as we sit here today. We're continuing to enhance our model and recruit and identify, you know, from across the world, you know, high quality companies, and companies that really, in their minds and their business plans, find synergy with Buffalo. And we have the opportunity, you know, through our program, which is funded through Governor Andrew Cuomo's Buffalo Billion Initiative, to identify and bring them into Buffalo. And we do it through a competition. So it keeps it interesting, keeps it exciting, has a little Shark Tank-like appeal when it comes down to it at the final stages, and when we get down to the final 10 or so companies and they're on stage competing. And the top company will walk away with $1 million investment, and the others will average around $500,000. So I think the capital that is invested in these companies is real. It's a significant life changer for these founders. And as part of that, you know, they relocate to Buffalo and operate here. And we facilitate, you know, for them all forms of, you know, business development, helping them with real estate, helping them with identifying talent and recruiting, and doing what we can to help them get to their next stage and create, you know, real longevity for them to operate here.
Is the most upbeat program, folks, that we've had in a long time. although Step Out Buffalo that we just talked to was similar. I just want to tell you.
And there's good synergy there.
Wasn't it? I know. Yeah. If you just tuned in, you're listening to On Target with your host, Penny Wolfgang. And today we have the pleasure to be talking to Alec Gress, who's the president of 43 North. What do you know 43 North organization it's called? You must know. What does 43 North mean?
It's the latitude of where Buffalo sits.
What? Yeah. Did you know that, Jim? No. I've seen it so many times, and I thought, well, somebody was very clever. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you did know. It's good you knew it, because I was like, what if he says
that? Well, my team's going to fact check me when they hear this regardless, so I hope I'm right.
No. All right. Now, this is...
I have to admit, I always think latitude and longitude, so hopefully latitude.
That's cool. Well... At least we have some idea what it's one or the other. Don't ask me, that's for sure. And don't ask Jim, probably, right? And you don't know either. It's really exciting to have an organization dedicated to bringing business and entrepreneurs and businesses to Western New York. Because, like I said at the beginning, the economy is... Well, like you said, more than I did even, it's changed and grown so much since you were young and left and followed it from far away, that it's had an amazing turnaround.
Yeah, I mean, Penny, I mean, as we, you know, when I grew up and a lot of people, obviously, we felt we had to go away. And right now, I have three young children, 13, 10, and 6. And look, I want them to do whatever it is they want to do professionally, personally and professionally. If those roads and their journeys take them, you know, outside of Western New York to outside the country, the way my wife and I did, great. You know, I'm the biggest supporter. If, on the other hand, we create more local
opportunities. And they can stay here, right?
Where they can stay. That's excellent, and that influences me a lot in terms of how I think about this and what was drawn. Well, when I think about what personally drew me to this opportunity, certainly anything you can do that leverages your background and your experiences, you know, that's good, and you can find ways to repackage that. And this to me was a form that it could take for me to help, you know, the region and contribute. But the mission of helping to create the entrepreneurial ecosystem for Buffalo is important. And we have to also understand that it takes time to build that. You know, if we do this well, we will build the next generation of companies and customers across Western New York here, which will create, you know, opportunities, jobs that'll impact, you know, suppliers, vendors, service providers, you know, all across this region. And, you know, that's really what we want. And in the process, you know, opportunities for people to stay if they want to stay. Or, more importantly, like a lot of people in my peer group who want to come back but don't know exactly what's the right form of re-engagement. How do they come back? What jobs are available? And hopefully this is a part of building that.
I should interview my own daughter. I don't know why I never thought of that, Jim, because she is like you. She left for college, for career, and was in Washington, was in Annapolis, was in Virginia, was not here at all, and then got an opportunity to come back to Western New York within the last 5 or 6 years, and here she is as a public relations director, community relations director for Citi.
Great.
Right here in Western New York. So it's, again, you know, the right timing, the boomerang wanting to come back, but, you know, needing the opportunity. So I'm curious, and I about the nitty-gritty, and I'm sure our listeners would like to know, how, first of all, how do you get the word out to the people who are competing in the, to be, the, I don't know, would you call it winner or recipient of the awards for 43 North?
Yeah,
no. You said it's a competition. So where do the people? Where do the people come from?
It's groups, companies. It's a great question. You know, over the years, 43 North has been building its brand nationally and a little bit globally, and so I would say a majority of our applicants really come from what we call a direct referral process. You know, we probably, you know, as an organization of as 43 North, maintain and have relationships with over 400 different stakeholders, and those are other venture capital investors, other what we call accelerator type programs or incubators across the country, where startups go to kind of you know, benefit from programming and mentorship. And so we have touch points with about 400 of these stakeholders who really end up directing these applicants to us. So it's truly a referral basis. So I think that's a prime feeder for us. The other thing, other major way we recruit is really through just a direct public application process. About 2 months ago, we publicly announced that we opened the window to accept applications directly to our website, 43north.org. And we closed that window actually last week on May 31st at midnight. And through the referral process, through the direct public application process, anybody that meets certain criteria that we have on our website can apply, you know, from around the world. We closed with 485 applications this past weekend, so feeling very, very good about that.
That's enormous. I mean, I'm sure it's grown every year, too, you know, from the start.
Yeah, let me tell you this. This is how I would describe it. It's less about the top-line number, the 485, than it is about the types of applications we're getting and the quality. And I think...
Good, because that's my next question.
Yeah. I mean, right now, part of the vetting process, and for people that kind of come into the application, you know, we're looking for companies that have raised third-party capital, typically around $500,000, you know, and maybe sometimes beyond the typical friends or family round. So they've got a little bit of validation from third-party capital. They've got a couple of full-time employees. But more importantly, what we're doing now, more strongly this year than in past years, is really focusing on their plans to operate in Buffalo. How are they demonstrating not just the desire to move, but how they plan to operate within our ecosystem? You know, so what suppliers have they identified that could be key to their business? You know, what customer base have they identified here that could be key to their business? You know, what potential, you know, access to our university system, technology, you know, our medical system. You know, what attributes there, you know, could really help facilitate the next stage of their development. And those companies that demonstrate, so it's, sometimes I would say it's less about the capital, less about the full-time employees. It's more about their ability to demonstrate a willingness to relocate, which is key for us, and ability to operate here is more important.
So these are not necessarily new ventures. These are existing companies from other places that you are trying to lure to Western New York, basically.
Yeah, it depends. Some of them could be brand new, but haven't fully commercialized their operations. I would say a majority, though, are certainly pre-revenue in their life cycle.
What are some examples of companies that have either successfully, you know, won in the past or have applied?
Yeah.
You know, so types of businesses.
If you look, let's go into last year's winner. So we have about, you know, eight or so companies that were winners last year from a million $1 million is a top prize, down to $500,000. You know, our top prize last year went to a company called Soma Detect, and really what they are is they're pioneers in the dairy industry, and they're really helping to facilitate, identify anything that is harmful in, you know, cow milk supply. And so for them, they're actually out of New Brunswick in Canada. They relocated here. And so for them, the access to our, in our Western New York area, our dairy farms, okay, you know, is such a strong component of their business model, either to test their product, get customer base. So that's pretty exciting. We have another company, Kangaroo Time, that's really providing all of the middle and back office support for child daycare centers and early learning centers. And so think about, they automate all of the billing, the historical manual billing process that goes on in daycare centers, not to mention the ability for families to real time almost, you know, track and have real engagement with their children who are in these, you know, various like early learning or daycare centers. And so I find some of that stuff just absolutely fascinating. So those are just two recent examples of what we have in the portfolio. We have another company called Burner Fitness that, you know, is providing a wellness platform for corporate customers as well. So we're really agnostic, I would say, to the company. I would go back to how they operate in Buffalo and what they find the synergy here, one of the more interesting aspects to us.
And who are the judges who make this big I don't know if you can name them. I didn't really know if people would recognize the name, but I mean, like, what is the background of the people, besides yourself, I assume, mm-hmm, who make the decision as to who is going to get to come here?
Yeah,
to
be, well, you know. I'll say the first, we're not judges.
No, okay, what do you call
team?
It?
First of all, you know what's amazing about 43 North?
Oh, you're not judges. I got it. Okay, but I couldn't do this because I don't know anything about.
Well, Penny, I'm going to put you on our list.
Don't look at me.
You're going to get the follow-up note from Laura and our team.
Yeah.
Part of what I love about 43 North and I love about Buffalo and Buffalonians is this sincere desire that people want us to go to the next level. They want success. We come from a place where historically, you know, generations ago, we were such an innovative, you know, economy. You know, if you go back to our list of accomplishments, unfortunately, they span 90 years ago, some of them, but we were leaders in, you know, we built the first air conditioner, we created the coffee break as a couple of things. I mean, just, I have all these funny little anecdotes that aren't that funny, but it's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, no, it's true. Lighting, we had electric lights.
Absolutely.
You know, you remember that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Reading that?
We were the city of lights.
Yeah.
We were the city
yeah.
of lights. But over the decades, you know, that innovation lost, and we're trying programs like this and the vibe and what Emily just spoke about as your prior guest, we're gaining that momentum is coming back. And so what is awesome about 43 North is that when you bring in, as we have this year, 485 companies, we go through various rounds of judging, as you can imagine. A general judging process has to ensue. And we recruit from our community here anywhere from 35 to maybe double that in terms of judges that will come in and spend, volunteer their time to provide written scoring for these companies and sit through video pitches before we weed this down to about 40 companies over the course of this August. Then which we recruit kind of a little more national level type judges that, you know, we'll look forward to coming back and talking about that in kind of the near future, who will actually sit on stage. And that creates a little bit of that Shark Tank-like feel and atmosphere. But leading up to that, we have all business, civic, regional, educational leaders, university people from across our whole you know, ecosystem here who are contributing to our and volunteering their time to vet this. So really, this is a true example of the community kind of coming together to identify the next generation of companies and customers here.
Would it be, and it's a very complicated and long process. And then it does culminate in something that I have seen, which made me realize that what a good subject this would be. I don't know if it's open to the public, but there is like a presentation, and the press covers it, and I read about it, where they actually make the final decision, or else, I don't know, it's like Shark Tech. Maybe they're pretending to make the final decision, but in any case.
No, it's real. I mean, this all culminates the first week of October on stage at Shays.
That's what I was thinking about.
Yeah, and it's open to the public. We'd love to have people, anyone who wants to come, be available to come and see. You would see that night at Shays probably the final 10 or so companies vying for that top investment of $1 million. And it's awesome. And they go through about, a 3 to 4, maybe about 3-minute, presentation. And then the judges will ask various questions for another 10 or so minutes. It's a very neat process. And look, I wasn't in my current role last year. I was personally a spectator. I was sitting in the stands, watching this, saying how awesome this is, how great a program this is, and also thinking, my God, similar to what you just asked, what is the infrastructure for this? Like, how does this all come together? The funny part is now I get to live it.
and fortunately for us and my listeners, you got to come and share it all with our listeners on Target. I really do appreciate it. We will remind people in the fall when it is in October, in case any of our listeners want either, like you just said, to go and watch it and learn more about it, because it's really fascinating. And again, you are listening to On Target, and we have been talking to Alec Gress, the president of 43North.org, which you can find online if you want more information.
Absolutely.
Just like I gave you. And thanks so much. And we're so happy and lucky that you came back to Western New York, Alex. And hey, we appreciate you listening, everybody. Have a good week, and we'll see you again next week. Goodbye now.
You've been listening to On Target with Penny Wolfgang, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York and our community. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Penny Wolfgang at 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.